Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
See, that's her favorite Indiana Jones film. I said, we'll see it on the big screen. We don't have to watch it on a little TV screen. Hey, enjoy your vacation. You keep it safe, and we'll talk next week, all right?
Will do. Sounds good, Dan.
All right, there you go. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Where did it all go wrong?
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
President Trump, after a simmering rift with Elon Musk, exploded into public view. The Doge chief spent the weekend bashing Mr. Trump's budget package, then suggested the president is listed in Jeffrey Epstein's files. Mr. Trump threatened to kill government contracts with SpaceX. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
White House aides are downplaying it, and they're also trying to ratchet down the tension. They insist Trump is now going to shift his focus away from Musk and towards passing the big, beautiful bill. Musk, on the other hand, is saying Trump should be impeached.
More from CBS's Robert Costa.
Talking to people inside and around this White House, they say this is actually quite serious. You have the richest man in the world battling the president of the United States. They also say it's theatrical, that if Musk ever changes his tune, he could find himself back in the inner circle. He has a lot of money. He could contribute to President Trump's causes.
In Ukraine, warning sirens overnight as Russia staged what Kyiv calls one of the largest aerial attacks of the three-year war. Ukraine says three emergency responders were killed. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Russia fired nearly 50 missiles and launched more than 400 drones, said Ukraine's defense ministry. Most were shot down, but cruise missiles did slam into a hotel in Ukraine's northwest town of Lutsk, only about 50 miles from NATO member Poland's border.
Russia says it was responding to Ukraine's drone attacks on its air bases Sunday. The Egyptian national accused in Sunday's firebomb attack on Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado is due back in court today. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He's going in to hear the one federal charge that he faces at this time, which is a hate crime charge. And that could carry up to life in prison.
The government will release new monthly jobs numbers in half an hour. We're waiting to see if they show any impact of rising tariffs. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
If we get exactly what we're expecting, this tells the Fed that they have a little bit more time to kind of hang out in that wait and see mode.
Pacers prove it's not over till it's over.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
Thunder held the lead the entire game one of NBA Finals on ESPN, with Indiana trailing by as many as 15 points in the fourth. At the tail end, the Pacers rallied back and won it 111 to 110. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Southeastern Wisconsin is still under an air quality advisory through midday. It comes after almost a week of on-and-off concerns about pollution. The DNR says the particle levels may remain unhealthy for sensitive groups, particularly near Lake Michigan. People with breathing or heart issues should continue to avoid extended outdoor activity until conditions improve. Kenosha County will now allow the sheriff's office to hire deputies as young as 19. It comes after a 17-5 county board vote earlier this week. Applicants can now start their process at the age of 18 and a half. The minimum college credit requirement for non-sworn position has dropped to 40. County officials say the change addresses recruitment challenges and follows strict hiring standards. The Raymond School District in Racine County is under scrutiny after a new financial report was released this week. Online, read all about how the district is working to address concerns and maintain transparency for the community. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers right-hander Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97. Manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did, went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, and we're going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke again here today. But we will become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with showers likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, could you pass me the butter knife? Thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello, get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her. Will you?
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you.
grassroots sooner or later. It's 8:11, local Nick at 8:12. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, beautiful day with a high near 67, partly cloudy tonight, lows 53, a beautiful day tomorrow for the out-of-sight kite flight at Kennedy Park in Kenosha, partly sunny, high 64, partly sunny on Sunday too, with a chance of an afternoon shower and a high near 69. Right now it's cloudy, 59 degrees here at Radio Park. Want to put a big grin on your face? We can do that for you. Here are the top 10 things that immediately make us smile. Being on vacation, waking up to a sunny day, receiving a kind gesture, someone else smiling back at you, hearing good news about a loved one, making someone else laugh or grin, getting a surprise gift, winning money, that always does it, receiving a thank you, spending time outside in the sun. I'll add an 11th one here, listening to WRJN on the radio. I know I added that one. I know it's self-serving, but it does put a smile on your face, especially when you hear great songs like this from the Kingsmen. Louie, Louie, 8:13, local news, timeless hits.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Sam and Dave, Soul Man, 818 local news. Tamla's hit to WRJN. It's going to be a partly sunny day today, a nice day. Highs near 67. Right now, a little cloudy, 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, the average person experiences 84 minor mishaps a year. I think you can relate to some of these here, like saying hi to someone you thought you knew. It turns out it's a total stranger. I've done that. Your phone going off in a place where it should have been on silent. Trying to unlock your car, futzing with the key, the keyhole in the car, and realizing, hey, it's not your car. I've done that. And following your GPS and realizing you punched in the wrong direction. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, we're going to make this big deal even sweeter. Listen in just 30 seconds.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And we're going to make the deal sweeter, all right? When you head over to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals banner, start saving big money today with a big deal, and do this. At checkout, type in the promo code ROSEN, that special promo code, ROSEN, Rosen, and you get even a bigger discount, all right?
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Glenn Campbell, by the time I get to Phoenix, local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. We're going to talk Racine Raiders football coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes from now with Coach Wilbur Kennedy from, he's the head coach for the Racine Raiders. That's coming up. Hey, want to be rich someday? Not like Elon Musk rich, but rich. Unless you plan on winning the lottery, it's kind of tough. But there are ways to do it. A YouTuber is going viral for his very simple three-step strategy for getting rich, all right? Step one, spend less than you make. Easier said than done, but buying stuff you don't need is the number one thing that prevents people from accumulating wealth. Number two, work to earn more money. Now, you can only cut your budget so much. Eventually, you'll need to earn more. So that means getting a raise or maybe finding a better job, adding a side hustle, things like that. Finally, step three, invest in what you don't spend. For example, most people don't get rich by just saving every penny they earn. They also make their money work for them. It might mean putting more money in your 401k. I mean, you got to do smart things if you want to accumulate wealth. I mean, again, this is not Elon Musk wealth, but I mean, it's a way to have an extra little nest egg for yourself, right? 827 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, hometown radio refreshed.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take
facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Puckett of the Union Gap, Lady Willpower. It's 8:29. Make it 8:30. Just switch there. 8:30 on the nose. Let's check our news once again. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeastern Wisconsin is still under an air quality advisory through midday. It comes after almost a week of on and off concerns about pollution. The DNR says the particle levels may remain unhealthy for sensitive groups, particularly near Lake Michigan. People with breathing or heart issues should continue to avoid extended outdoor activity until conditions improve. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office can now hire deputies at the age of 19. The county board this week voted to lower the minimum age and college credit requirements. Applicants may now apply at the age of 18 and a half, with non-sworn positions needing just 40 college credits instead of 60. Board members say the change is designed to help fill vacancies. The Racine Mobile Voting RV is one of the reasons Republicans say they want a change in accountability. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Republican lawmakers are proposing legislation to make it easier to bring election complaints to court if dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The bill would make changes to current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine, ruling that Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, and we're going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke again here today. But we will become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with showers likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Don Rosen.
I've never assembled a hot air balloon, and from what I observed, neither had any employee. I assumed eventually there'd be a safety briefing. There'd have to be a safety briefing. There was never a safety briefing. And like the sheep we are, we just start walking towards the balloon. But nothing about a hot air balloon ride is logical. The balloon the size of a building, an enormous Easter basket, and a blowtorch. We eventually reached the basket of our balloon. By the way, it was a physical basket made of wicker. Wicker! You know that stuff that can barely carry your laundry? It was supposed to cart my fat ass. through the sky. We eventually landed in an empty soccer field. We sat there for like 10 minutes. And then this guy in this tiny car drove up, beeped his horn. We got in, he drove away. Then I was like, I don't even know if he's with the balloon company. There was a solid minute when I was like, I just volunteered to be kidnapped.
You know, that happened to me once. First of all, Coach Wilbur Kennedy is here from the Racine Raiders. Hi, Coach.
Hi.
That happened to me once. We were in Santo Domingo with my parents, and we got out of the airport, and it was this creepiest-looking airport, chickens running around and everything. And we get hustled into this van to take us to the hotel, and my mother said to my father, do we know who this van driver is? Maybe we're being kidnapped. My father said, he said, get into the van. That's what kidnappers say. Get into the van. That's exactly what they say. This is the dialogue for kidnappers. And we're going through through these jungles. It was at night. We don't know where we're going. Then all of a sudden we see this giant hotel complex. It's a resort. It was scary. My mother said, I don't know where he's taking us. Like, get into the van. That's what kidnappers say. That's their thing. Get into the van. All right. Coach Wilbur Kennedy is with me from the Racine Raiders. Last week you were in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken. And this is the first loss in how many games?
31.
You know, it had to happen sometime. It wasn't going to go on forever, right?
This is true. It's good and bad. I mean, great thing that the guys done, you know, setting a record like they did, and they actually beat the record of part of the team I played on. And so to get 31 wins in a row is unbelievable. But yeah, it can't go on forever. You hate to lose on the road. You hate to lose to a team like the Ravens. They're a very highly ranked team. They are a great organization, really good. And, you know, of course, the guys, because they kind of all know each other, there's all the smack talking, and you just hate to walk away from that. What a loss. But, hey, you know, hats off to them. They played great. We didn't.
I remember in high school, the coach used to say, remember, it's not how you win or lose, it's how you play the game. That's a lot of garbage.
Absolutely.
It's all winning and losing. It's nothing to do with how you play the game. If you played the game, you'd win. No. But I mean, the record is still there, and they're doing great now. This weekend, you're back at historic Horlick Field, and you're going to take on the Indy Bison.
Yes, thank God we're home. We've had a lot of road games this year. It's been a rough road with the injuries. And we're back home against the Indy Bison. They are also undefeated, so it doesn't get any easier.
You know, that was my high school team. I went to Berner High School in New York, Berner High School, B-E-R-N-E-R, and we were the Berner Bison. And so when I heard the Bison, boy, did it bring back memories of the Berner Bison. And, you know, to this day, now we're all old people now, our graduating class, we're all old, and they always say, another Bison birthday is coming up. Or if somebody passes away, memorial service for a Bison. Everybody's still called Bison in the school. So when I saw Indy Bison, I said, whoa, I didn't know there was another team named that. All right, so tell us what to expect. You say an undefeated team, huh?
Yeah, we played these guys a couple years ago, and they're also a very good team. At that time, they were actually undefeated, and we beat them. So they're definitely looking at some payback. We can't allow it. We got to get back on a winning streak. You know, we kind of put ourselves behind a little bit. You know, you don't want to look forward to the playoffs, but, you know, you like to have that home field advantage. And as of right now, if we make the playoffs, even going undefeated, we're still going to have to, if we have to play the Ravens, we got to go back out there. So we don't want to make any more trips than we have to. So this is a very important game tonight.
You got to talk smack. I like when you said that. Talking smack.
There's another way of saying it, but, you know, we're on the air, so I don't want to say that.
I always think of those wrestlers, in you know, when they're on TV, the professional wrestlers, and they're always talking, you know, smack about each other, and they really get into it. So that's what I'm thinking, but I'm sure it's not that bad.
Oh, it's worse. You're right.
That's the G-rated stuff. This is the R-rated stuff. Oh, I get it. All right, so let's do a quick review here. The Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field, and they're taking on the Indy Bison. Now, the pregame is 6:45 on the radio with Don Wadowitz. It was just a bug crawling over my copy here. 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock, and it's sponsored on the air by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time on WRJN. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice night, Saturday night. It's going to be perfect weather, so we're looking for a perfect game at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders take on the Indy Bison, 6:45 pregame on WRJN, or head out to the field, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Coach, good luck.
Oh, thank you much. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, you bet. Take
care. Bye-bye now. 8:39, local news, Tamless Hits at WRJN. We have some more sports to talk at 8:50 with Mike Clemens here on WRJN. Revere the Raiders and Kicks. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Says grandfather in Nashville went viral after he supposedly lost 60 pounds on a 100-day McDonald's-only diet. 60 pounds he lost eating McDonald's. Here's what he did, though. He drank water instead of soda and only ate half of the portions they gave him. Now, who goes out to McDonald's, eats half a hamburger or one McNugget? I mean, you can't do that. And what do you do? Throw out the rest of your food you just bought? But I gotta say, the guy lost 60 pounds. I gotta say, it must have worked for him. Partly sunny today. Highs near 67. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 53. Partly sunny Saturday. Great for the out-of-sight kite flight for the Racine Raiders at Horlick Field. And partly sunny with a chance of showers on Sunday. Right out cloudy. 59 degrees here at Radio Park. Here comes my baby. Here come the Tremolos. I love it. Wouldn't it be nice? Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. It's a Friday. It's a beautiful day, and I know you don't want to work.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Today's big deal of the day, X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And here's the best part. When you're at checkout online, use the promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. You'll save even more with your big deal purchases. The promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. Use it.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Let's say good morning to Mike Clemens watching the sports world for us. If it wasn't for Mike, we wouldn't know what's going on. All right, let's kick it off with we're going to get to the Aaron Rodgers story because that's making a big news splash. But let's get to the Brewers first. They're opening a 12-game homestand. Whoa, that's a lot of games to play at home in a row.
It's their longest homestand of the season on the schedule, and they start tonight against the San Diego Padres. Padres, pretty good team. They're in second place in their division in the West, NL West, behind the very good Dodgers team. And so tonight it's the Brewers. They're going to put Chad Patrick on the mound tonight, Ryan Hanner. And first pitch is at about 7:10 tonight. I'll be at the ballpark covering that one. And, you know, the Brewers coming off another series win. They've won five of their last six. They're able to beat the Reds again. They've beat the Reds 12 series in a row. And Christian Yelich has come around, you know, with the bat. He had that dramatic grand slam to win the game the other day and then got hit in the hand the next night with a pitch, but managed to come back the next day and make himself available. And so he seems to sort of really turn things around, getting all the bats going. Jackson Chourio with some key hits as well. So Brewers in pretty good shape right now. They're going to play the Padres this weekend. Then the Braves come to town. And then next weekend, it'll be the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals are in second place in the Brewers division, right behind the Cubs, who are in first place right now. So Brewers right now in pretty good spot.
They had Pride of the Yankees on TCM the other day.
I saw it.
I whenever I see it, I cry at the end when Gary Cooper gives that Lou Gehrig speech. Today I am the luckiest man on the face of the earth, and he walks into the tunnel at the end.
Yeah, and
I cry like a baby.
Here's the thing. So the game where Wally Pipp said, oh, I don't feel good. I got a headache. I don't know if it was a migraine or if he was hungover, but the first baseman from the Yankees goes in. So the manager sends in Lou Gehrig, and he's there for the next, was it 19 years or
something?
Yes,
he never missed a game.
Except, yeah, 2,130 games, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened 100 years ago this week.
And by the way, in the movie, that's the real Babe Ruth in the movie.
Yeah, and he's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's really awesome at acting. Did you see that one thing where they're on the road trip on a train?
He's the hat.
And they're wrestling with each other.
Yeah.
And he's ripping collars off of guys in this drunken party they're having.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of watching it on the DVR.
Yeah.
And I slowed it up a couple of times because it was Frank Capra, outstanding director.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Babe Ruth was a tremendous actor in that thing. Really?
Yeah, that's everybody thinks, well, no, they had an actor look like him. No, that's the real guy.
No, that's the real dude. That's the real Bambino.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Packers wrapping up their practices yesterday in Green Bay.
OTA practices, organized team activities, volunteer, but it's a good idea to be there. Jordan Love throwing some beautiful passes, you know, deep bombs. There's a running back that I'm looking forward to seeing eventually, named Marshawn Lloyd, who they'd used a third-round pick out of USC last year, but he kept on having injuries, a hamstring, this, that. And then when they finally thought they were going to get him back in December, he has an appendicitis attack. So they ended up shutting down for the rest of the year. So I was really looking forward to see what he looks like because they've got no data on this guy so far. So for the first OTA practices a couple weeks ago that they let us in, there he is in the sidelines with the rehab group again. Turns out it was a hamstring injury. So Matt LaFleur said, look, we've seen enough from this kid to be excited about him. It's why we drafted him. But, yeah, he's going to need to start making himself available as we make our evaluations. Then Malik Willis, their backup quarterback, who when Jordan Love injured his knee against the Eagles in Brazil week one, he came in and started two games, and they won them both. Their backup quarterback was with the first-team offense and moving the ball. Nice passes. And crisp and moving the offense down the field. And I leaned over to one of the guys from the Packers in the sideline and said, do the Pittsburgh Steelers right now have a quarterback better than Malik Willis on their roster? You know, this Mason Rudolph and Will Howard, the rookie they picked up from Ohio State. And kind of got a laugh out of it. But then, yeah, like you say, breaking news yesterday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Okay, Aaron Rodgers has made up his mind. He's going to come in today, sign a one-year contract, and should be out there for the Steelers' mandatory minicamp next week in Pittsburgh. And so then now you look at the schedule, and so the Steelers' first game is against his now former team, the Jets, week one. And then week eight, Sunday Night Football, October 26th on NBC, it's Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
Whoa, yeah.
Smell the ratings, man. Just smell the ratings.
Now, is he their main quarterback or a backup? He's their main?
Oh, no, Aaron would be the starter. Absolutely.
He's a starter? Okay. Now, I was going to ask you something now about this. How many games did he actually play with the Jets? I know at the first game he was out for the season. Did he ever play a lot of games with them?
I mean, 17. He played four plays, you know, the first season.
Yeah, I know.
And they suffered the torn Achilles, yeah. So I think they only had 5 wins last year. I mean, it was just a mess. You know, a year ago at this time, he's like, I'm not going to make it to the – even though he'd missed the whole year before, he already had this plan to go to Egypt, and he had a film crew because he's working on his own biography called Enigma, which is on Netflix now. It's a 3-chapter thing. And so Robert Saleh, his head coach then, had to explain, yeah, Aaron's not here, and yes, we have to find him. You know, by contract, we have to find him for not being here. Well, he misses out on the off-season stuff. They get into training camp, and they even bring in Devontae Adams from the Raiders. And, you know, the team stunk. They stunk. So let's see. His offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, that worked with him in Green Bay, got fired. Then the head coach got fired. Then the general manager got fired. And the interim coach got fired. And they cleaned house, including him. The new coach came in and said, yeah, Aaron, we're moving on. So he was out on the street, and that's when the Steelers came after.
This reminds me of Joe Namath after he left the Jets. He was, you know, went out to San Francisco. He went all over the place.
Well, that was totally different because, you know, Joe kept on having those knee injuries.
Right, yeah.
But
he had a great career. He had a great career with the Jets, of course.
Yeah, but the other thing is Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old, but he's still one of the best passers in the league. It's just, you know, can he be consistent? And he needs to have a better offensive line around him. He always has thought Mike Tomlin is a good coach, and Tomlin is. Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh as long as he was hired the same week that McCarthy was hired back in 06 in Green Bay. So we'll see if, you know, I don't know what the Steelers are doing, why they aren't building more for the future and getting a quarterback, but they're still trying to replace Ben Roethlisberger, who, you know, hasn't been there in 5 years or more.
Let's skip over to the NBA Finals last night because The Oklahoma City Thunder was leading the whole game. Then the Pacers came back to win by one game in game one of the finals last night.
Thunder were playing at home. They were up by 15 points in the fourth quarter. And once again, these Pacers, who knocked out the Bucks, the Cavaliers, the Knicks, in the same way, these incredible comebacks. And Tyrese Halliburton, the one whose dad created the controversy with Giannis on the court after the game, he's out of Oshkosh North High School, took his high school team to state and won here in Wisconsin. He gets the ball, comes down the court, turns to the right, you know, a second left, puts it up, hits it, and the Pacers, first time they led all night, win the game, 111-110. They win game one, game two is Sunday night in the NBA Finals. Amazing.
Whoa.
They're going to have plenty of ratings if the games are like that for the next seven, for sure.
Hey, you keep it safe. We'll talk next Friday again.
Okay, Don. Thank you, pal.
Okay, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter here from WRJN and, of course, Civic Media. I will catch you, when am I going to be here again? Oh, Monday. Monday morning, 6 a.m. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy your weekend. Coming up next, Dan Marcus. And then we've got Kurt Bowman, and we've got Brewers baseball tonight. And we got the Raiders tomorrow night, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Right here on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. It's 9.
Local news and timeless hits.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hiring slowed down some last month with employers on edge amid uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs. They added 139,000 positions compared to 177,000 in April. Unemployment held steady at 4.2%. As for interest rates, business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report will do little to change the Federal Reserve's outlook. And the reason is that there hasn't been a significant and sustained deterioration in the job market yet.
A source tells CBS News Elon Musk wants a call with the president after their bromance imploded in spectacular fashion yesterday. But the source